Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Name: Bill Sipes. Occupation: semi-retired, worked 37 years in the financial services industry, finished my career as a senior executive, retired in 2019. Currently work part-time for Craftsman Hardwoods. How long have you lived in Mapleton? 30 years. Why are you running in this election? My family has enjoyed living in Drayton. We have raised our children here and have participated in the community. I have the time now to devote to being a councillor, and it is an opportunity to give back. What qualifies you to represent Mapleton? While I am not sure anyone feels totally qualified, I have lived here for 30 years and been involved in the community in various ways, from volunteering, businesses and sports. As well, my work in the financial services industry I think would be helpful. Why should people vote for you? I believe in a strong community with people from all various backgrounds. My goal as councillor would be to act and make decisions that are in the best interests of Mapleton and the people that live here. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Mapleton on a broader scale? This is a difficult question, but if anyone else is like me, the cost of living is always increasing, which everyone feels, and some will struggle with more than others. There is a constant balancing act between providing services to residents and the cost of those services at ever-increasing costs to the residents. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Mapleton? I don't think there is that one important thing that needs to be changed in Mapleton. I think council's responsibility will be to continue to be good stewards of Mapleton and continue to make decisions that are in the best interests of the community overall and keep Mapleton as a wonderful and safe place to live. What services need to be improved in Mapleton? Currently, I don't have enough information to speak on this, but I would suspect issues like roads, water supply and quality, sewer services, future development, etc. will all continue to be challenges going forward. Is Mapleton growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? I think Mapleton's growth has been the right amount. I've seen steady and consistent growth over the last 30 years of living here and believe it has been handled well so far. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? Well, Mapleton Council or any town council does not control the price of real estate, nor the cost of building materials to build a house, so controlling the rising cost of housing is an impossible task for any council. However, as council, there may be opportunities to consider for more cost-effective types of housing and how that could be supported. How would you support the effort to bring licensed childcare to Mapleton? I don't have enough information on this topic yet to speak knowledgeably, but if there was a need and demand from the community, I would certainly be open to seeing how this could be supported. How do we make Mapleton an even better place to live? Mapleton is already a great place to live, and going forward I think if we continue to function with a steady hand and ensure we do our best to act in the best interests of the community as a whole, Mapleton will continue to thrive and be a wonderful place to live.